You're listening to Girls Gone Wad. This is Joy.
And this is Claire. And welcome to episode 5.
Episode 5.
Already.
Games.
Guys, I just got back from the CrossFit Games. And it was the coolest thing that's ever happened to me, probably. It was like being in like Disneyland, only CrossFit Land.
I can't even imagine.
So you know when like you go to the store and you see someone and they're wearing like Lulu shorts and you're like, oh my god, that person does CrossFit.
I bet you they do CrossFit.
And you like stare at them and like will them to look at you so you can like make eyes at them and be like tell them subliminally that you also do CrossFit. This was like that with 20,000 other people for 3 days. It was so cool. When we started, so we drove up that morning, you know, we stayed at my mom's house in Oceanside, which is like an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
We drive up and we stop for gas right before we get to the StubHub Center. And everyone else at the gas station is also like clearly going to the CrossFit Games.
Yeah.
And we were all looking at each other like, you're going to the CrossFit Games? I'm going to the CrossFit Games.
I'm going to the CrossFit Games too.
I love CrossFit. And it was just so fun. And it also very much made me want to just quit my job and become a professional CrossFit athlete so that I can live in CrossFit land all the time. And like everyone was like eating out of Tupperware and just so many sweet potatoes.
Like naan on drumsticks.
Seriously. It was awesome. And they're just like, no, I don't think a single person was wearing jeans. Everyone had shorts on and booty shorts on.
Not like my shorts that I'm wearing right now, Claire.
Guys, Joey's wearing denim jean shorts. Denim jean shorts, that's redundant. Denim shorts that they're cutoffs, like legitimate. Were those like real jeans at one point?
Oh no, I think I bought these.
In cutoff form?
Yeah.
They have plaid heart patches all over them. These were probably purchased, I'm just going to go ahead and guess, from a department store in the mid-90s.
You would be correct with that guess.
Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure I had a backpack.
So they go up to like above my navel.
They do. That's amazing. Literally sitting in a race. Yeah, if you showed up with CrossFit Games in those.
Now
you
I'm sweating. Some looks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a pretty amazing look. Okay. So no denim cut-off shorts.
No denim
like
cut-off shorts.
I would have been out of place.
You would have.
Yeah.
But not with a muscle tank. You would have,
that's
you
true.
Know,
brought it together. I would have married the worlds of fashion.
Something like that. But yeah, it was just super, super fun. And I'm so glad we went. And it was like, it was cool also to see all the people, like all the, you know, professional CrossFit athletes. And the coolest part about it really was like watching them have a hard time, because it totally made me think like, oh my gosh, these people are human. Like, you know, they're having the same experience that I have when I'm like, you know, in the middle of a workout, staring at the bar, just like wishing to God that I would just, you know, pass, like blackout and come to at the end of the workout. Yeah. So I didn't have to experience any of it.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because every time I watch them too, I'm like, thank God they suffer too. Because every time I think of the professionals, I'm like, there's no way.
Right.
Everything's so easy to them.
Everything is, yeah. And but then like when you're there.
Except
and
for
you're,
Rich Froning.
Except for Rich Froning. That man.
No, no problem with that handstand walk at all.
Oh my gosh. Right? Let's talk about that.
Can I just talk about his biceps for a minute?
We can have a whole podcast just
like,
dedicated to Rich Froning's biceps.
Yeah.
My favorite was when, I think Talena Fortunato did it and one other person did it. It might have been Camille. When they did their handstand walk, when they got to the end of the runway, they rolled out of the handstand.
I saw that.
And I was like.
Unbelievable.
Oh, you know.
It was just like a gymnast.
Yeah, just like. Gymnast well, they are
finish.
Both gymnasts.
Yeah, well,
so,
oh, there you go.
There you have it. That was amazing. But it was so cool to like.
Show
you know,
us.
Be like sitting there and like during, I think that the clean and jerk ladder probably was my favorite to watch.
Yeah.
If for no other reason than that like you could just, that feeling of like, I don't, you know, like I want this so bad, but I don't know if I can do it. Like it was so tangible. And you're sitting there, you know, like we were maybe 100 feet away from Lucas Parker while he was doing his, you know, 335 pound, whatever clean and jerk, and just like shouting at him like, pick up the bar. And like, being, you know, feeling like, you know, you do that at your own gym and knowing what was going through his mind and, you know, seeing their faces after they clean the bars or getting ready to jerk it. And just like, you can just tell they're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And you're like, I feel that way too. Except
you're like, me too.
Except
hey,
for me,
you're like waving at him.
Right.
Hey,
like,
me too.
Except for me, it's when I have like 95 pounds,
yeah,
not like
right.
295 pounds.
Same thing.
It was awesome.
Right.
And, but the best part of the CrossFit Games.
Oh my gosh. I can't hold on. We need a moment. Cause I know what's coming.
Me and Chris Azaba are best friends now.
Okay, did we not talk about the law of attraction last week?
Oh my gosh,
did
no,
we not talk about the law of attraction?
It was amazing. So all weekend, I was like racking up the karma. I like, not okay. So
did you make a dream board? Did you make a dream?
I wish so. I, in my mind. Like, so at the CrossFit Games, you know, everyone in CrossFit, typically, like, people want to help out other CrossFitters. You know, like, if you're a CrossFitter, right, you're, like, nice. And so everyone was super nice the whole weekend. So, and I was, like, kind of taking it to the extreme. I was being, like, almost excessively polite. And there was, and, you know, I think it sort of negates my politeness and the fact that I was, like, patting myself on the back for how polite I was being.
I'm so nice right
but
now.
But nonetheless, I was racking out some serious karma points. But they weren't, like, usually my karma comes out in, I call it parking karma.
Yeah.
Like, the one thing in my life that I totally just nail every time is, like, awesome parking spots. And, but we weren't nailing awesome parking spots. And I was like, what is the deal? I've been doing, you know, and we, like, we're getting stuck in traffic. And I was like, this is usually how my karma plays out. Usually, like, this is really good. And I was thinking, Brandon and I were actually talking about it because he knows about my parking karma. And he was like, something else is going to happen. Like, you're saving
the
up.
The energy is off
yeah,
here.
Yeah, exactly.
He was like, I can feel it in the air.
Something else, you're saving up for something else. Something else good is going to happen this weekend. So we find out, enough. It wasn't like a secret. We just didn't read the program that Christmas was doing a pit crew demo on Sunday morning in, like, the vendor village at 9. So we got there at 8:30. We're, like, front row center, ready to go. And she gets there and she did like a little demo of, like, you know, this is how I train to take the tires off and whatever. And it was awesome. And then they were like, we're going to bring up 10 people from the audience to try this. So if you want to do it, you know, come up and sign up. And I, like, sprint up there. I was, like, the second person on the list. You know, like, I'm doing this. And so I
like,
get
you
out
guys,
there.
You don't understand. This was my law of attraction
yeah,
dream.
No,
you
I was
don't
like,
understand.
Here it comes. I'm not only am I going to just, like, take a quick picture with Christmas Abbott,
yeah,
she's going to freaking teach me how to pull the lug nuts off a NASCAR tire, and we're going to be best friends.
I'm, like, drooling right
it
now.
Was,
I'm drooling.
Okay, but wait. Here's the best part. So Brandon didn't do it because he wanted to be the photog because he's awesome.
Yeah.
And
thank you, Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon. And he actually took a video, which I will post because it was just amazing. So here's what happened. It was head-to-head with, like, you know, some other person. So there were 10 people who did this little, you know, quote-unquote
okay,
wad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 5 burpees. And then you just had to, like, run forward and get down and take the air gun and take off one tire off this Reebok NASCAR they had out there. And I got paired up with this guy named John Para, who is a SoCal region games athlete. He was competed in the games last year and the year before. And last year he took, like, 16th. He was, like, one step under, it's right there. The guy who everybody thought was going to make it this year from the Southwest, and then he didn't, and he retired, and he came back, and he's, like, the guy.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm
gosh.
Sorry.
This is, I
you're
believe,
looking at me like, I got nothing.
I can't believe that I'm forgetting this guy's name. Chris Spieler.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So
are
he
kidding
finished
me?
One spot below Chris Spieler. Like, this guy is legit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that's who it was, but that's who I got paired with to do this WOD. So here I am, like, having to go head-to-head with this guy who's, like, 5'10", 200 pounds, you know, with burpees. So she counts us down. We start the burpees.
Mm-hmm.
He finishes a full burpee ahead of me. So, like, how slow was I going that in 5 burpees he was
able to
get
like,
a whole...
And your, like, whole fear is about going
and,
slow.
Yeah. Not,
did you
yeah.
start crying?
And I was just like, well, I didn't even know, because I was so nervous. I was like, oh, my God, Christmas is watching me.
Right.
So
it's all about Christmas.
So, you know, he goes forward and starts, you know, doing the, getting, trying to get lug nuts off, and he totally choked. And I ran forward and just killed it and beat him by, like, 5 seconds.
Oh, hell yes.
And so not only was I, like, Christmas, like, hey, let me teach you how to do this, but then I totally impressed her by beating this games athlete, and then she was like, we, like, had this whole bonding moment about how, like, small women are the shit.
Oh, no way.
And it was awesome.
That is
and
so
afterwards,
cool.
And she was like, we, like, did a little, you know, afterwards she was like, so, do you think that being a, you know, small, a petite lady helped you out? And I was like, we're bonding right now. We're totally best friends.
You're like, Christmas, do you want to come over for dinner?
Yeah. Hey, Christmas, can I be your best friend? Because this is awesome. It was so cool.
Did you give her a necklace? Like,
it,
a WFF,
like,
necklace?
Like, yeah, seriously. She did sign my Girls Gone Wild tank top, actually.
Oh, no!
With a pink Sharpie, nonetheless.
Oh, my God.
Which I just happened to serendipitously have in my backpack.
How on earth?
It was awesome!
This is the karma.
It, like, literally, it was, like, everything up to that point in the weekend, it could not have possibly gone better. Because now, she totally knows who I am.
And the photo was amazing, and she totally looked like she was having a good time.
Oh, my gosh.
And you guys were so...
She was totally impressed.
Loving each
other. She was totally impressed.
Yeah.
Brandon took a video, so I'll post it on the Facebook.
I'm so excited for you. It
was
awesome.
And I'm not going to lie, pulling lug nuts off a tire was super fun.
Yeah.
And it's like you have this big, you know, the air gun is so loud and it's like, it was awesome.
You were really nervous going
to the games. I was so nervous. And I was like, and not only that, but at the beginning of like this little thing where I was like, I'm going to meet Christmas. I was like, it felt like you feel before you start Fran or something where I was like, oh my God. You know, not only.
Can we talk about the text you sent me?
What did I say? Oh my gosh, yeah. So I'm sitting there. We get there at like 8:30, you know, so I'm just sitting there like for an hour basically waiting to, and I'm texting Joy like, OMG, OMG, OMG. Christmas Abbott is about to teach me how to pull lug nuts off a tire. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
You're like freaking out.
I was totally freaking out.
You remember what you wrote before that?
No. What did I write?
You said...
What did I say?
You said you had nervous poop.
So yes, I did. I did. I had a nervous poop. I was like, oh my God. I'm nervous from just meeting Christmas. Smaller than me. She's the same height as me, but she has like no body fat at all. It was amazing.
You guys looked exactly the same size.
I could be her. We could be best friends. We could be twins. I think she's like 30, so she could be my 5 years older twin.
Do you think she'd be on the podcast? Christmas.
Mm. If you're listening, we're going to interview you. So let's start manifesting that now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start getting back to good karma.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was so excited for you. Like every single text, I was just like freaking out. And then
I was so excited. It was the best. So that was what happened when I met. Literally could not have gone better. Because now not only did I meet her, but she like totally will remember me. And then this guy, John Para, who I met, super, super nice guy. I went and tracked him down.
Wait, is this the guy you...
Who I beat.
Beat, yeah.
He was working a booth. And I went and tracked him down afterwards and I was like, hey, how's your ego? And he was like telling all the girls at the booth, like, hey, this is the girl that beat me. And he like posted a picture on Instagram that was like, totally just got schooled by a girl. It was awesome.
You should have just ran into the ring and participated in the game.
I like just run on that hive and like out of the way, at Sam Briggs.
Yeah.
Me and these muscle ups.
Me and these muscle ups.
Big deal. It was awesome. It could not have been better.
I am so excited for you.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. So, can I say it was awesome some more times?
Yeah,
it was
can awesome. We? Just let's sit with that.
So, that was the highlight by far of my games experience. But it was just so cool to, like, watch everybody. And I was actually really impressed by the team competitions. Those were really fun to watch, which mm-hmm. I was not anticipating.
Yeah.
Because it just was cool to, like, see them working together. And they had, like, that worm thing, which was, like, the big log that was sectioned off. Mm-hmm. And watching them, you know, put it on their shoulder and all squat together and lunging. And it was really cool.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Were there any interesting sightings in the crowds?
Oh, I saw Julie Fouché in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. You told me that.
Yeah,
I got
that cool.
text, too, where I was like... Just give me the play-by-play.
Yeah, it was really, other than that,
did you say hi to her? What was she doing?
She was washing her
besides
hands.
Besides going to the bathroom.
She was washing her hands, like, and I just kind of smiled at her, and she kind of looked at me like, why are you smiling? I don't know you.
Yeah.
I mean, she was, in the bathroom.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. And then the other thing that I really thought was cool was that they brought back a WOD from the first game, so the 2007 games, and the fastest time... It was whatever it was. It was like thruster. No, not thrusters. It was, what was it? Pull-ups and, it was a row and then pull-ups and push press or push jerk. And I don't remember the rep scheme, but the fastest time in 2007 was like 13 and a half minutes and almost literally everyone beat it this year. So I was like, just like to see how the sport has grown and how people's training has evolved.
Yeah.
It's been interesting. But and so that was cool to just kind of see, like, I also read a thing from Dave Castro today, I guess it must have been, with the clean ladder where he said, we didn't expect anyone to get 405, but that might be possible in the next couple of years. And just like anticipating how the sport is growing and how the training is evolving
right.
and how like people are just getting so crazy.
Yeah.
But I think that kind of brings up an interesting question, which I wanted to talk about. I know you wanted to talk about tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is...
I really do want to know, before you ask the question, though, like Rich Froning. I mean, really?
You know what?
Like, what's going on with that man?
I don't even know. Because, here was the really impressive thing.
I just can't get it. I don't get
it. Not only did he isn't, like, his pacing abilities are just... off the charts.
Yeah.
Like, he would start a wad and you'd be like, what the hell is going on with Rich? Like, he is really, he's really struggling. And then he would finish first because he wouldn't burn out. And I think that that is how he not only paces each WOD, he paced the games. You know, like the first day, he came out of the first day and like, you know, whatever it was, like pretty low. Not low, but not in first. You know, everyone was like, wow, he's really, you know, this is hard for him. He's really struggling. And then the last couple WODs.
Do you think that was like a mental?
I think it was. I think it was him.
Yeah.
Jedi mind trick. He did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was like, you know, I don't want to burn myself out in the first 2 or 3 days, you know, the first day, the first 2 days. And, you know, then he finished super strong. I think that was totally intentional.
Yeah.
And it was crazy to watch him. Like, it was so crazy. And Jason Kalipa, by the way, is gigantic.
Oh, he's so hot.
He is hot. And also Lucas Parker's beard in real life. It's amazing.
Fantastic. Is it kind of like the beards that you saw when you lived in...
Oh, Vermont? Yeah. Vermont. I mean, there easily could have been a family of birds in there. Did you see the picture of him swimming?
No.
He's so hairy. He did terrible on the swim.
But he had all that drag.
Literally, he's wearing like a wetsuit made of fur. I mean, there was this one picture of him like, you know, laid out in a stroke, and it's just like chest hair.
Why doesn't he just do the full body shave?
He would get cold.
Yeah.
He lives in Canada. Oh, it's cold in Canada.
You can't handle that.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. I'm so glad, Claire. That sounds like...
So we're going to have to go next year and set up a booth. Because I also saw one of the guys. I did a mobility clinic with one of the Barbell Shrugged guys.
Yeah.
And I didn't really talk... It was like this... The clinic that I did was... And it was just very different than I thought it was going to be. And so I didn't really get to be like, hey, you have a podcast. So do I.
Hey, podcast. Hey.
But they did a live podcast there. And so next year... You and me. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally. So you guys have that to look forward to
in 1 year.
Okay. So we had a comment, or actually someone wrote us
an email
that asked a really interesting question.
And I think that it stems really well from, you know, having gone to the games and having experienced firsthand about, you know, how the sport is evolving and what their expectations are and, you know, how far it's come just in the last couple of years. And that question is, do you think that CrossFit is a fad? And a lot of people say that. A lot of people, you know, anything that gets popular quickly, that gains popularity quickly, you know, definitely gets the reputation for being a fad.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I could definitely see why you would think that. But, I don't know. What do you think about it? What's your personal opinion, Joy?
My personal opinion, it's really funny because I don't really think about it that much. Because I think... This is what I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. And there's been things that I've done to work out in the past, but it's never been anything like this before. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't go away. There's a part of me that's like, it feels so much bigger.
Right.
And it's unlike, I don't know, it's not like a jazzercise where it was just like just for women. And it's, I don't know. Who's to say? I don't really think about it that much.
I think, to be honest. And when I think about it, I kind of think about it sometimes. And not really so much because I'm worried about it, but more just because a lot of people ask me about it. And I think that there are kind of two things that separate it from being a fad. And the first one is what you just said, which is that it's kind of for everyone. You know, like, it's not just, you know, women in their mid-30s who, you know, need to spice up their lives and do jazzercise or whatever. And it's not just, you know, football players or whatever, you know, it's... Literally anyone could figure out how to get it done.
You know, the commercial that they played a lot during the games was that Reebok commercial where they're interviewing people about CrossFit and why CrossFit is so important in their life. And it just shows all these different people doing CrossFit of all shapes and sizes.
Right.
And
abilities.
Yeah, and abilities. And I think that that's a really good way to market it because I think it's grown over the years so much that in the beginning years when it first started, it was really probably seen more for people who were
like elite
in fitness. And now it's kind of more for the general population that anyone could walk off the street
and
do a beginner class and get going.
Yeah. And I think the other thing that, you know, takes it out of the realm of being a fad is the community. And I think that, you know, when you look at CrossFit at its face level, like, what is it? You know, it's weightlifting and cardio and, you know, the exercises and movements and combinations that have been around forever. And I think someone even commented on Facebook and said something like, you know, CrossFit is a brand name for a type of exercising that has been around for a long time. And, you know, it's important to recognize that. And I totally agree with that. But I think that that is kind of, you know, a point for both sides of the story, which is like, yeah, on the one hand, it's, you know, already been around for so long. So it's hard to say that CrossFit itself is a fad because CrossFit is just giving a name to something that's already been around.
Right.
But I think that the difference between, you know, just having those, that kind of interval style training is the community that comes along with CrossFit, and that you're, you know, that's something we talked about with TJ. You're not going to find that literally anywhere else other than a team that you, you know, but I feel like team sports are super, you know, much less accessible to the general public than something like CrossFit is.
Right, right. Where anyone can walk in and do this and learn the movements. And then mm-hmm. you also have a similar language that you can bond with each other.
Totally.
Like, hey, I did Fran today.
By the way, guys, we did actually do Fran today.
We actually did do Fran today.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I did the 5:30 a.m. class.
I just can't imagine waking up in the morning. First of all, I can't imagine. We used to do 5:30 occasionally. I am not a morning
person. I haven't
seen
you in the 5:30.
Well, that's because Brandon works. He has to be at work at like 6.
Oh yeah.
But waking up that early. I am not a morning person. I hate mornings.
I know. Every time I see you like rolling at 6:30, I'm like, hi, Claire.
Yeah, and I'm just like, ugh.
You're not verbal yet.
I just, no, I am not a morning person. I can't imagine getting, and like, we used to, you know, make it work, but I can't imagine the alarm going off at 5 and being like, I'm going to go do Fran.
Yeah.
There's no way.
That's what happened to me this morning.
I would not get up.
Well, Coach Mike is hilarious because, I mean, if I want anyone to be coaching Fran at 5:30 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, it's Coach Mike just because he's like Mr. Happy and he's like, everybody excited?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes.
You're like, yay. I am.
So, yeah, that was really tough.
Did you guys have to do an ab cash out too?
Yes, we had an ab
cash out. Who does an ab cash out after
Coach
Fran?
Mike. And everyone was really upset. There were people giving him like dagger looks. And I'm like,
gosh.
You guys, it's Coach Mike. Don't be mad. So,
the last thing I want to do after Fran is like 2 minutes of hollow body.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
But I was pretty excited. I think I did pretty well.
Yeah,
I did
6 minutes and some?
6:26.
That's really well.
Yeah.
That's pretty dang. What was and you don't remember your last time?
I don't.
Do you remember the neighborhood it was in?
Nope.
Oh, that's too bad. I was really excited. I got a 3-minute PR.
That's amazing.
The last time I did it, to be fair, was like probably the least enjoyable experience of my entire life.
Yeah.
I did it in 12 and a half minutes or something. And it was the first time I'd done it RX. The first time I'd ever done a WOD with 65-pound thrusters ever.
Yeah.
The first time I had done a WOD with kipping pull-ups. So it was just like, well, here we go.
Yeah, and it's funny because when we were getting ready to do it this morning, I got really nervous.
Yeah.
Like that whole anxiety piece kicked in. And I was delaying, and I was doing some warm-up thrusters, mm-hmm. and I was just like doing some warm-up pull-ups, and I kept getting nervous, and I'm like, God, it's only 21:59 for crying
right,
out loud. It's going to be
reps.
Over in like 2 seconds.
Right.
But yeah, it's painful.
Yeah.
It's painful.
I finished my first round and I was looking at the clock and it was, you know, it had been like 4 minutes and I was like, you know what? If I was Camille, I would have already done 2 Frans by now and I'm like finishing my first round of pull-ups.
Yeah.
Darn.
Yeah.
Anyway. So back to CrossFit being a fad.
Yeah.
Fran is not a fad.
Fran is not a fad. But the language of CrossFit, I feel like, is what really joins people, too. So
yeah.
It's kind of like, anywhere you go, you know what you're going to get.
Right.
And you can talk to people and kind of bond with them, even a stranger. Oh, you do CrossFit. And you
right.
See,
what's your fan time? What's
yeah.
What was your WOD?
So
we went to San Diego last November.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat down at this breakfast restaurant. And these girls walked in, you know, wearing Lulus and tank tops and started talking. And we heard the word AMRAP. And both me and Brandon, like, our ears perked up. And we turned around and we're like, did you hear that? I think they're talking about CrossFit.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I even noticed like what people wear, and
yeah.
It's almost like you can spot people too.
Totally.
Like, oh, they totally do CrossFit.
I love that. It's
or the
so fun.
The gym shirts and
mm-hmm.
you know. So, I think that for me at least, when I do CrossFit and you meet someone who does CrossFit, you can kind of have that bond with them.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know. I don't know about the fad piece. I don't think we can predict that. I think. If it goes right, I think that it will stay around for a long time. I mean, it's an amazing way to get in shape.
Yeah, and I mean, we had a couple of really interesting comments on Facebook, one of which I thought was super interesting about CrossFit HQ, like the CrossFit brand.
Yeah.
And I think, I think CrossFit HQ has definitely gotten, you know, like, they do things their own way and they're very unapologetic about it and occasionally almost to a fault. And I think that, you know, I don't think that there are very many people in the CrossFit world that would contest that, you know, that would say, yeah, they, you know, because they are definitely not in the business to people please. And that is good on the one hand, but on the other hand, like if you have a, you know, 100,000 person organization effectively going on, like you have to make some decisions based on popular opinion,
yeah.
not just based on like, F you guys, we're doing yeah. it our way. And I do, so I do think that in that respect, I hope that they would be smart enough to not take it to the extreme to the point where it'd be like, fine, you don't like it, then get the F out. But they have effectively done that to several people already.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a legitimate concern, honestly, yeah. is like, you know, the safety of the brand just based on the ego of those who run the brand.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like they've gotten this far and therefore, you know, like they're making smarter decisions than really appear at face value in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, I think a lot, we had some mixed responses, but I think people are really protective of it. Mm-hmm. And they're, I mean, I think that's...
Totally.
Rightfully so. But I don't know. I think, I hope it stays. I think we both are just thoroughly committed. Mm-hmm. And it's just something that, you know, there's a huge wave of people that are continuing to join and get fit and I mean, more power to them.
Well, and also a cool thing about being at the games was seeing, like, how many different ways CrossFit can be expressed. Like, you had all the different booths, like, for, you know, like, for the powerlifting side of it, the Olympic lifting side of it, rowing, football, endurance, you know, like, all of those sports can be influenced in different ways by CrossFit. And so at this point, it's kind of almost hard to separate CrossFit just into one category because it really is becoming... in a lot of ways, very ubiquitous just in terms of the way that it's leaking into other types of training.
Yeah.
And I think that that was what that, you know, that one comment about the, you know, hoping that the brand doesn't really, you know, put its foot in its mouth too much is that it's, you know, it's going to continue in some form, whether or not it's always called CrossFit.
Right.
You know, whether it's called Outlaw or whatever, and going forward that, you know, I think that we definitely are seeing a shift in the way that people think about fitness.
Yeah.
And that's really, yeah. in a lot of ways, propelled by CrossFit.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So keep doing CrossFit, you guys.
In case you're worried about it.
In case you're worried about it. Anything else you want to say?
About
the fad?
The fad?
Yeah.
I will say that having been at the games, like, it's kind of hard to have not... You don't want to have my judgy pants on, but the one fad that I would like to go away is white Lycra shorts.
Who's wearing white Lycra shorts?
Just a lot of people. Like, more than I really would like to see. Like, if you're... I think that potentially 1 to 2 people at the games should actually be wearing, like, white spandex booty shorts. And those people are Stacey Tovar mm-hmm. and Camille LeBlanc-Fasnay.
Okay. So, were these spectators or these were
Spectators. Mm-hmm. And there were some spectators where I was like, you should just not be wearing that. And then there was this, oh my gosh, there was this one girl who was wearing platform high tops. And I was like, well, you know, we were joking about them being like super, super intense weightlifting shoes. Like a lot with like
a, that's a deep squat like, you got there, girl.
Seriously. But there were some people where I was like, what are you, do you know where you are? You know, like, what are you, I don't know. And some people wearing, like literally just walking around in bikinis. And I was like, I mean, we're kind of close to Muscle Beach, I guess. But it was just interesting to kind of, like, have that leaking in. And I would like that part of the fad to not be, you know, it's like, I think we talked about this a little bit in our body image discussion where it's like, there's a distinct line between dressing in a certain way because it's functional and because it's comfortable and dressing in a certain way to be like, look at me, look at me. And there were definitely people on both sides of the line. And I was like, this is it's just something we don't need to see. Oh, I have one other really quick story.
Yeah.
We were, this is so random, but it was, I loved it. So we were there and we were, you know, eating lunch or whatever. And we're sitting at this table and the tables are really crowded. And, you know, it was just me and Brandon sitting at this 4-person table. And this older couple, not older, but like, you know, middle-aged couple or so comes up to us and is like, hey, can we share this table? And we're like, yeah, of course. So they sit down and we start chatting with them. And they were from, somewhere in the, you know, the Mid East, and they were saying that they were there to cheer on a couple guys from their gym who were in the games, and we were like, oh, that's so cool. We started talking to them, and then, you know, we get up to leave, and we're like, you know, it's so great to talk to you guys, and good luck to the people from your gym. What are their names? And they're like, oh, Rich Froning and Dan Bailey. We're like, Oh.
Oh.
Okay. He might have heard of them.
Do you know who that is?
It was hilarious, but it was just, yeah, anyway, I thought that was funny.
What was your response? Were you just like, you just give them the nod? Like,
I laughed and I was like, yeah, I think I've heard of them. It was awesome.
Man, his biceps, I just cannot get, like, his upper body out of my mind. I cannot. I just can't.
It's pretty awesome.
It's like...
There was this one guy, I forget his name, but he was... His man boobs were, like, seriously, like, booby. Like, they were, like, bouncing when he was running. And I was like, you need a support, like, some sports
bra. Wait, one of the competitors?
Yeah.
Because he had such huge pecs?
Yeah. Like, I felt like he should have been wearing a sports bra.
A dude once got mad at me because I called him boobs. And he's like, they're pecs.
You're like, look like boobs. Interesting. It looks like you can use some underwire.
Yeah. I just looked at him and I was watching everything that he had on. Like, what was around his ankles? What are those? What did he have around his ankles? It looked like he had, like, bandanas around his ankles. Does anyone know what those were?
So, he had knee sleeves on for a couple of the wads, like, with thrusters.
Oh, and he just took those off
and then he would just
pushed
them
down.
And then also, okay. All the competitors had an ankle bracelet on that was their timing chip. And so, at the end of each wad, you might have noticed that they had to, like, the judges' lot would be pointing them, like, go, 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 go.
Right.
And it was because they had to cross the line.
Kind of like a race when you're...
Yeah, and there was, like, a strip of... Yep. You know, some sort of whatever. And they had to cross for their timing chip. And that was, like, you know, in case two people cross exactly the same time,
sure.
They could look at the actual.
Sure.
But, yeah, so.
Yeah. Rich Froning.
Yeah,
I love that man.
What a dreamboat.
Why don't you call us, Rich? We will talk to you.
We'll hang out with you on Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
BFFs. let's do a quick segue into, since you talked about spandex.
Yes.
Or did you have?
No.
No. I think we need to cover some booty short topic.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I think it's time.
It's totally time. I love booty shorts. I'm wearing them right now.
Jean shorts.
I bought 4 pairs of booty shorts this weekend.
I'm wearing jean shorts.
4
in case you guys forgot.
Pairs of booty shorts. It
from where? Lulu?
No, from Reebok and Progenics.
What? Whoa.
They have this huge Reebok tent. I didn't buy, like, the little tiny Stacey Tovar booty shorts, although I think I wish that I had.
Yeah.
Mostly because my legs are so white. I got so sunburned, by the way.
I saw your picture. My husband was like, Claire got sunburned.
Yeah, it was awful. And if I wore those little tiny booty shorts, I'd be like, wow, those are some white upper thighs. Like, no one wants to see that.
Yeah.
But I bought some really cute Reebok that are bright pink. I bought some from Wad Shop, I think, that are, like, fluorescent traffic cone orange.
Nice. See-through or not? Because that kind of scares me.
They're not
see-through. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, not that you'd be like, they're see-through and I bought them.
The pink ones from Reebok are, they're not see-through, but they're very light.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually rained for, like, a second while we were there, and it was, like, one drop was, like, moisture, and I was like, okay, I'm not doing double unders in these.
Wait, didn't someone leave a comment about peeing when they double under?
Uh-huh. It happens.
I haven't. It hasn't happened to me.
Oh, it happens to me.
Don't you do your, like, Kegel exercises?
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I know what that is. But I just haven't ever, you know, it was never a problem until I started doing double unders, and I'm like, well, crap, I better.
Is this happening to people? Because it hasn't happened to me.
Yeah, it's like a thing. They actually had a booth
and
about
I'm
it.
And I'm older
at the games.
Than you. Hey, they have a booth?
Yeah, they had a booth. It was called, like, Pee Happens or something like that, and it was, like, about how to strengthen your pelvic floor.
You have to be kidding
No,
me.
I'm totally not kidding. It's a thing. It's, like, a problem. Like, women all over the world are peeing when they double under.
My chiropractor said there's evidence out. Or there's new evidence coming out that squats help strengthen the pelvic floor.
Yeah, I heard that. Because apparently, so this is, you know, unrelated to booty shorts, obviously, but
well,
so I read an article response because this video came out that CrossFit put out about, like, all these people who pee when they double under. And a gyno responded to it and was like, this is not normal. Like, just because everyone, you know, happens to everyone doesn't mean that it should happen.
Right.
And your pelvic floor has, it's, either is weak because it's just weak, or it's weak because it's too tight. And so therefore doing Kegels or Kegels or whatever won't actually help it because you're just putting more tension on it when you do that. And so, like, weak, you know, because it's tight in the way that, like, you know, stretching a balloon makes it kind of, like, tight. And so therefore it's not as, like, you could, like, punch through it a little bit easier. And so, but squats actually help, like, contract that whole area and kind of, like, you know, bring it all together, and so that can help with your... And that also is why pregnant women are supposed to do squats, maybe not weighted squats, but I've heard that, you know, when you go to pregnancy class, they recommend that you do squats to tighten your pelvic floor to help labor go easier.
Interesting.
Who knew? Yeah.
I just no wonder I like dumbbell unders. I don't pee when I do
dumbbell unders. Yeah, I do. It's fine.
Like a lot of pee?
No, like about as much as like what happens when like you're laughing really hard and like just a little bit escapes. It's like that.
You guys, I wish you could have just seen Claire's like... whatever you just did, you're like, your body movement with that, what you just said.
My gesture.
Your gesture. You're like, just a little, I wish I could, I gotta take a picture of that or something. It's almost like she was like acting like she was gonna escape something.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean though. It's just like a little burst. Anyway.
Okay, all right.
Aside from the details of double underpeeing, booty shorts.
Booty shorts. So.
So Progenics came out with the booty shorts.
Okay.
And here's my honest review of them. They need, a man designed them.
Oh, F that.
And I told them. I walked up to them. I bought some. I bought smalls. And
he probably made them like where your ass cheeks are falling out.
No, here's what happened. He didn't make the waistband stretchy because he didn't take into account having to pull them up over your hips. And like, it was the stupidest thing. So I went up to him and I was like, hey, you know, what is your sizing? And he was like, well, what size are you in Lulu? And I said, I'm a 4. And he was like, oh, well, you'll either be a small or an extra small. And I was like, well, I'm definitely not an extra small. So I bought a small, took them home, tried to put them on the next morning to wear them, and I could not get them literally past my knees. They were so unstretchy. It was like trying to pull on, you know, like I couldn't pull them. So I took them back and I was like, hey, you know, I tried to put these on. They weren't stretchy. And the guy was like, well, you know, these are performance shorts. Like, they're not for sitting around and, you know, like, they're supposed to be performance. And I was like, that's fine, but I can't do anything in them if I can't get them on.
I can't perform if I can't get them over a leg.
Right. So I bought the medium, and even those, like, I had to really, like, work to get them on. And once they were on, they fit fine, but I just couldn't get them on. So I went back the next day, and I was like, listen, I have some feedback for you guys about your shorts. And it's that, and I was like, am I correct in assuming that a man designed these? And there was this woman who's working for Progenics.
You did not say that.
I did.
I love you so much.
And there was a woman who's working for
Progenics. Am I not correct in assuming?
Who was standing there, and she turns around and she goes, thank you. And I was like, see, she thinks so too. And so I was telling them, I was like, listen, you know, women go out before they go back in. Like, you have to give a little bit of give. You know, like, the waistband can be, you know, not as stretchy. Like, they don't have to be, like, stretch shorts.
Right.
But you have to be able to freaking get them on.
For crying out loud.
So, in case you're wondering about the Progenics shorts, wait until they come out with iteration 2.0 or get a size or size up. Because they're really great once you put them on. But if you can't get them on, it's really unhelpful. So, that's my review of Progenics booty shorts.
I don't have the really only booty shorts that I have is Lulu. Do you have any other pairs that you like?
So, I bought some Wad Gear booty shorts this weekend also, and Reebok. So but before that I only had Lulu. No, that's not true. I had Prana also.
Okay.
So the Prana ones I like, but they're a little bit more like running shorts in the sense that they are just like pretty loose. And so if you are like squatting in them, they're not going to give you a lot of coverage. Like, they don't really hold on to your legs. The Reebok ones I really like. And they're really cute. And on the waistband on the inside, it says something to the effect of, I'm the toughest chick I know. Or something, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Wad Gear, it's either Wad Gear or Wad Shop, and I know that I'm going to get butchered for forgetting which one it is, but I really like, and because they were a little bit longer, which is kind of nice sometimes, mm-hmm. but they were really lightweight,
mm-hmm.
which is super nice. Yeah. And especially at the games, it was like, it really wasn't that hot, but the sun was just really intense.
Right.
And so they were super duper breathable, which I loved.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And all of those true to size.
I'm a fan of the Lulu, but the thing with Lulu is obviously they make styles and then they don't keep them for forever.
Right.
So they make a certain amount of shorts and then they're gone. Yeah. So the ones that I love aren't in existence anymore. So
right.
Every time I go there, I'm like, please bring these back.
Yeah.
And these are the shorts that I want. And the ones that I recently, well, I guess I've worn for 2 summers now, were made for like a marathon short.
Okay.
So they were designed for long distance running and they have pockets everywhere. And
that's nice.
They're
yeah.
awesome. Mm-hmm. I love them. So, and I'm really a fan of the shorts that have the sticky band underneath the, they're like, it's like a line of like plastic sticky.
Yeah, yeah, but wait, like, oh.
That's underneath the band.
Like the leg hem?
Yeah, so the leg hem underneath it. Okay, so it on the inside, so it doesn't ride up. So it's it kind of pulls on your leg, and you know, obviously, when you have bigger thighs, especially when you're doing CrossFit, that you don't want things to ride up. So I recently went there, and they're like, "Oh, try these shorts. We made these specifically for cross training and CrossFit, and a lot of CrossFitters wear them." I'm like, "Yeah, it doesn't have the sticky band." Like, "Oh, trust me, it doesn't ride up." I'm like, "Yeah, no, you don't have these thighs.
It does. Yeah.
They ride up." And so I'm like, "Bring back the sticky band, and
I will." You know what ones do have the sticky band? I just bought some. They are Life as RX.
Mm, okay.
They have the sticky band.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I'll have to check that out. Yeah. Because, well, I'm thinking too, you know, winter's coming and I don't want to buy a ton of shorts, I want a few more pair to kind of rotate. But, yeah, you know, I don't love doing, I like the Lulu shorts that are kind of like the running shorts that aren't just the like speed the spandex. Short, yeah, the probably, speed yeah. short. Yeah, those are super right popular in CrossFit. I see a ton of girls wearing those.
And then they have like a slightly longer version of those called, I forget what it's called, but it's like
a pace short or something. It's like a little bit longer. Uh-huh. The thing that I don't like about that is when we're doing anything on the ground and you're just like, you know, your crotch is hanging out.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And you have to like, you have to get a bikini wax before you can, before you can do partner sit-ups or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think one day we were doing, I wore that pair on the day we were doing like some stretch where you're like full on just spread
eagle. Like cloud of straddler.
Yeah. And I'm like, this was convenient. And I'm like facing the wall. It's probably totally obvious. Like, why is Joy facing the totally opposite way from everyone else?
Oh yeah. I have done that. The very first time I ever wore booty shorts to CrossFit, I was like, I'm going to rock this. Like, here I go. And then I got in there and immediately was so self-conscious. I was like pulling them down.
Yeah.
And then finally I was just like, screw it. Like, nobody's looking.
Nobody cares.
But it was the first time, it was a little nerve-wracking. Do you have any leggings that you love?
Yeah. I really love Wonder Unders.
Yeah.
Well, we've had this discussion many times. We both are a huge fan of Wonder Unders. Those are probably the main ones. I just bought a pair of those Reebok leggings that have all the cool words on them.
By the way, Christmas is wearing those.
Of course she was. Yeah. Well, I, you know, secret is I saw her wearing those on her Instagram account.
Oh, that's right.
And then I was like, I must have those. Yes. And of course her, you know, she's turned around and like her butt
is so tiny.
Is so tiny.
She was so, like, she has 0% body fat. And, like, she's so little.
Yeah.
Like, she's not games athlete sized at all. You know, I don't think that she would be competitive at that level because she just is so small.
Right.
Which is fine.
Yeah. But, yeah. And I saw the photo, and of course I'm like, I have to have those, so I ordered them and they're amazing. But they're a little, if you wear Wonder Unders, there's these Reebok leggings.
Wonder Unders are like borderline compression.
They are, and I love that feeling because a lot of the times, because I have narrower hips and kind of bigger thighs and a bigger booty, I have to get things that are super tight around my waist or else they just start falling. Yeah, so totally. Like when we do wads with running, I'll notice if I, unless you start sweating and it starts to stick to your body, they start to just ride. And I'm constantly like pulling them up. So the Reebok ones are good because at first they felt a little bit loose, but after you like start sweating in them, they
kind of stick to your body.
It's kind of like stick. That's fair. Yeah. So, I think as far as leggings, Wonder Unders really are like the go-to.
Yeah, I love Wonder Unders, but then I also discovered the Wad Gear crops, and I love them.
Yeah.
Because not only, they're a little bit cheaper than Lulu's, they're not as thick, which was really nice when it's a little bit hotter, and they just are super solid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they're not, and they breathe a little bit more because they're not as thick. Because that's the one thing about Wonder Unders that can be hard is that they are pretty thick.
Yeah.
And so if you're like really, like, you get some butt sweat going. I bought some Heather Gray Wonder Unders. Worst idea ever. But I thought, like, here's my mentality. I was like, you know, rule number one, don't buy Heather Gray workout clothes. But I was like, it's Lulu. Like, they're going to have solved the problem.
Yeah.
And I get in there and I do one wad on them. And do you remember Melissa with the short
white?
She walks up to me and she's like, I'm telling you this as a friend. You have major butt sweat right now. I was like, thank you.
That's a good friend.
It was a good friend. I was like, I appreciate that very much. And I will never wear these too long
again. And where's the long sleeve tee that I can tie around my waist right now? Yeah. I mean, like, that's like the worst feeling though, is because I've done the same thing where I've gotten lighter color Wonder Unders and you're just like, oh, crotch sweat, everybody.
Delicious.
So note to everyone, wear dark colors will serve you well.
That's true.
Okay. So let's do some quick comments before we end this. Yeah. And you guys are amazing with your iTunes reviews. I'm really like, fun. Everybody just leave a 5-star review, because at this point, I'm going to be devastated the second we get. Don't break our trend. No. It's peer been pressure. So, so cool to it's see your really reviews. Fun. And thank you so much for listening, you guys. So the recent comment by CrossFit Fan is titled Inspirational Fun. The best podcasts make me feel like I'm just sitting around with a few friends talking about things that matter and having a fun time while I'm at it. That's definitely true of Girls Gone Wad, and I would expect that these two will quickly become a favorite of all CrossFitters, not just the girls. Claire and Joy definitely talk CrossFit with the best of them, but also make room for topics like body image, anxiety, what makes a great gym, and what motivates them to be a part of the CrossFit culture. They speak frankly and courageously about their own personal struggles and successes, and also share stories that have me laughing out loud regularly. I'm laughing because I'm thinking of all the funny stories we've shared so far, and there's more to come. I think that no matter how seriously or casually you're involved with CrossFit, you'll find something here that you'll connect with. I'll definitely stay tuned. Thanks, Joy and Claire. Thank you, CrossFit Fan. I wish I knew your name, because that's the coolest comment. Thank you guys so much. You guys can find us on Twitter at Girls Gone Wad and email
girlsgonewad@gmail.com. Is it Girls Gone Wad or Girls Gone Wad Podcast?
No, I it's can't Girls remember. Gone Wad.
girlsgonewad@gmail.com. girlsgonewadpodcast.com is our website, and then facebook.com/girlsgonewad.
So please like us on Facebook. Leave us a comment on iTunes. That really helps our rankings. And then just tell a friend. It's just
fun to read.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Like, regardless of rankings, it's just so fun to, like, hear you guys. Rankings is fun. Joy literally texts me every day. And she's like, Claire, guess what rating we are? And I love it. And it's hilarious. But that's not, you know, if we would just love to hear from you. Even if you don't want to leave us send us an email. Actually, the topic today was inspired by an email. And that was awesome. And
yep.
Send us an email, write us on Facebook. We would love to hear from you. We would love to hear about what you want to hear. And I guess we will talk to you guys next week.
I have one request, though.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Sorry, Claire. I'm cutting you off. I have one request. I want to know where you guys are listening to our podcast. So if you guys could tweet us a picture of where you're listening.
Yeah.
Whether it be on your run or in your car. Well, don't text and drive, but.
Yeah. Snap a pic. Get your friend to take a picture of you while you're driving and listening. But yeah, that would be awesome.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week.
And yeah, have a good week. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.